The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The reading opens with questions about the identity of the Messiah. John the Baptist insists that he is not the Messiah. Instead, he points ahead to one who is coming. And whether the voice of God was heard by all or only by Jesus, God settles the matter. Jesus is God's beloved Son. The Gospel Lesson. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Well, good morning, everyone, and good morning, boys and girls out there in internet land. I have a sign this morning. I think you can read that. Jesus, and here we have an arrow. I want to ask children if this sign is actually Jesus. Well, of course, you know that it's not actually Jesus. It's a sign, and that sign is something that points people to Jesus. But the sign is not Jesus himself. A man named John the Baptist was kind of like this Jesus sign, in that he called people to be disciples and pointed them toward Jesus. But the Bible tells us that there was a problem. Some people were baptized into John's baptism and never made it past the sign. And you heard Miss Crystal read the story from the 19th chapter of Acts about how John found some disciples in Ephesus and asked them whether they had been baptized with the Holy Spirit, and it turns out they didn't even know there was a Holy Spirit. Well, Paul told the people to look past the sign and point to Jesus. And it's important for us to follow Jesus, because instead of just looking at a sign, when we follow Jesus, we receive his love, his guidance, and his Spirit. The story has a happy ending, I'm glad to say, with the disciples being baptized in the name of Jesus and receiving the Holy Spirit. That reminds us to keep moving forward just as they did until we find Jesus ourselves. Let's close with a prayer. Father in heaven, on this day when we remember the baptism of our Lord, we also give thanks for our own baptisms, as it enables us to be called your children and to follow you in lives of love, service, and joy. Bless each of us in that gift of baptism, and help us to bring others to know you and the gift of your Holy Spirit as well. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Golden repair. Japanese artists often do this when a precious piece of pottery has been broken. After mixing lacquer resin with powdered gold, they use the resin to put the broken pieces back together. And what they end up with is a pot with cracks in it, but the cracks are filled with gold. You have an example of that in your weekly The Chronicles today. They call it kintsukuroi. Now say that word with me, kintsukuroi. Kintsukuroi. See, you know some Japanese now this morning. It means golden repair, kintsukuroi. Such restoration creates a gorgeous piece of art and makes a philosophical statement as well. Kintsukuroi asserts that breakage and repair is part of the unique history and story of an object rather than something to deny or disguise. And my friends, I think we need more golden repair in our lives because so often we hide our brokenness. A friend hurts us deeply and we retreat inside ourselves. We lose a job or suffer a pay cut and pretend like everything is really okay. A spouse abuses us, but we never speak up. We sense we have a drinking problem, but feel too embarrassed to ask for help. A marriage begins with intimacy and anticipation and ends with alienation and anger. Life breaks us in a variety of painful ways. And unfortunately, we often deny it. We would rather disguise our cracks than undergo golden repair. In the book of the Acts of the Apostle, Paul travels to Ephesus, where he finds 12 disciples there and asks them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They reply, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." While it might be a stretch to call these disciples broken, they clearly have some cracks. Not only have they not received the Holy Spirit, they don't even know that it exists. Paul's perplexed. He asks, "Into what then were you baptized?" And they answer, "Into John's baptism." And suddenly Paul understands that they need some golden repair, some kintsukuroi Christianity. John baptized with the baptism of repentance, explains Paul, telling the people, believe in the one who was to come after them, that is, in Jesus. Paul knows that John baptized with water while Jesus baptizes with the Holy Spirit and fire. And so on hearing this, these disciples are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul lays hands on them, the Holy Spirit enters them. And immediately they speak in tongues and prophesy, just like the first Christians on the day of Pentecost. The gift of the Holy Spirit is pure gold. Suddenly, the gaps in the lives of these disciples are filled, and they are made whole as disciples of Jesus. But notice there's no attempt to deny or disguise their deficiencies. Instead, God fills their cracks with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, making them stronger and more beautiful in the broken places. Golden repair. Kintsukuroi Christianity. Not only is there enough, no attempt to hide the damage, but the repair is literally illuminated, not hidden, not disguised, but illuminated. My friends, everyone has gaps and breaks in their lives. Everyone has been shattered by some destructive experience. Mended Japanese ceramics inspire us to show compassionate sensitivity to the broken people around us, and compassionate sensitivity to ourselves as well. As the English writer G.K. Chesterton said, "We are all in the same boat, in a stormy sea, and we owe each other a terrible loyalty." The Apostle Paul knew better than most the significance of brokenness in the life of faith. He complained of a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan sent to torment me, he says, to keep me from being too elated. Now, we don't know the exact nature of Paul's affliction. It could have been chronic eye problems, malaria, migraines, epilepsy, a speech disability, or some kind of temptation. But whatever it was, Paul's thorn caused him a lot of pain and made him feel broken. He says, "Three times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness.'" You see, Jesus did not remove Paul's thorn, but promised to fill his broken places with grace. That grace, which is nothing less than the gift of God, Christ's own self, is the most powerful kind of golden repair. "So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses," says Paul, "so that the power of Christ may dwell in me." See, Paul actually boasts of his cracks and his gaps because he knows that Christ can come into him only if there is an opening. "Therefore," concludes Paul, "I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For wherever I am weak, then I am strong." That's kintsukuroi Christianity. Whenever I am weak, then I am strong. Whenever I invite Christ to fill my breaks and knocks, then he works powerfully through me. Being a Christian doesn't mean that we roll over and allow ourselves to be pummeled by insults and persecutions and the like, but it does mean that we allow Christ to enter our places of weakness, helping us to control our drinking one day at a time. It means that we face the hardship of a job loss without giving up or losing our sense of personal worth. It means moving through the calamity of a failed marriage without feeling like all is lost. "When I am weak," says Paul, "I find strength in the presence of Christ. I know that he is making me stronger and more beautiful through his ongoing work of golden repair." Several decades ago, just 10 days after his son was killed in a car accident, the Reverend William Sloan Coffin delivered a sermon to his congregation at Riverside Church in New York City. He said, "As almost all of you know, a week ago last Monday night, driving in a terrible storm, my 24-year-old son Alexander, who enjoyed beating his old man at every game and in every race, beat his father to the grave. Among the healing flood of letters that followed his death was one carrying this quote from the end of Hemingway's A Farewell to Arms: 'The world breaks everyone, then some become strong at the broken places.' My own broken heart is mending," said Coffin, "and largely thanks to so many of you, my dear parishioners. For if in the last week I have relearned one lesson, it is that love not only begets love, it transmits strength. Love not only begets love, it transmits strength. That is the wonder of Kintsukuroi Christianity. William Sloan Coffin discovered for himself that when a terrible tragedy broke him, then the Christian community stepped in to fill him with love and strength. In 2013, I learned the same message when my wife died, and the people of St. Mark Lutheran Church in Hampstead said to me, "Pastor, you've ministered to us for 17 years. Now it's our turn to minister to you." That was a strengthening experience in my life. Despite the loss, I saw the love of the Christian community. And I know, without a doubt, that I became a better pastor after experiencing that golden repair. Most of us realize that the strongest and most beautiful people around us are those who have cracks filled with gold. The parents of an autistic child who give valuable guidance to others in the same situation. An AA sponsor who patiently helps a fellow alcoholic to remain sober. The survivor of abuse who provides a lifeline to those who are being abused. The wife of an Alzheimer's patient who offers support to families dealing with various types of dementia. Extraordinary power. It belongs only to God and is delivered when people open the cracks in their lives to the golden repair of Jesus Christ. Extraordinary power enters us when we discover that something is missing and ask for help. Like the 12 disciples in Acts who had not even heard that there was a Holy Spirit. When they agreed to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, their cracks were filled with spiritual power. So let's not disguise, deny, or hide our brokenness. Each of us has cracks and gaps. Instead, let's allow the light of Christ to fill us and the power of Christ to make us beautiful, strong, and whole. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. I invite you to stand and let's sing together our hymn of the day.